What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Javier so far. Alex Bregman sends one high and deep to left field. Ranging back is Wallner at the track. He leaps and it's gone. Alex Bregman able to lift one just over that left field wall. He's got the homer and Houston's got the 5-0 lead in the fifth on Sonny Gray.
If you had one do-over for the Astros since the end of the 2024 season, what would it be? Which player from 2024, I guess these are two questions, but put together, which player from 2024 do you wish was still on the team today? You could text the show, 713-572-4610. Luke Morrow, alongside Chris Partee, in for the fellas of the drive here today. Appreciate you hanging with us, T-Mill, holding things down, keeping us on track here on this Friday. Let's start with the first part of that. Right, what would that do-over be? And the reason why I bring this up is because the Astros play the Angels tonight, and you get to go up against old friend Kikuchi, who's starting against the Astros this evening out in L.A. or out in California in the Anaheim area. And then you also get a matchup with Kyle Tucker coming up, within the next week, I believe. So we get to see some of those old friends. The Red Sox, you don't play till August. Bregman, I assume, will be back by then. And there's a bunch of other names as well, but Chris, if you could have one redo, one mulligan for the Astros. And by the way, it doesn't have to be the players that left. It could be the moves they made with players they brought in. But yeah, if you could go back to the end of last season to today, what would be the one redo you wish the Astros could make, have a second chance at?
Well, you just mentioned one of the players there, and I'm sure a lot of people would probably say the same. And I know it goes against, I guess, the Astros' philosophy a lot of times of actually paying players. Mm-hmm. To stick around. But I would go Kyle Tucker. Hmm. I would keep Kyle Tucker. Now, that's not to say that Cam Smith has not played well, and more recently he's really, really come on, really started to step his game up. But, I mean, you see Kyle Tucker there in Chicago, and, I mean, he's still playing very well. I mean, you just think, you know, what could have been with him still in the lineup. You know, you get a little bit more pop as far as power in his bat than Cam Smith has shown so far. Averages aren't far off as far as I think one is high 270s, others low 270s, somewhere around there. But yeah, I would go with I know some people are going to say Bregman, but I'm going to go. He's been hurt again a little bit. So
yeah,
I'm going to go Kyle Tucker.
Tyler, you bumped back with the Bregman home run. If you could choose one Astro from 2024 that was still on the team, or even just like I said, a redo, something that happened this offseason that you wish the Astros had a second chance at, who or what would that be?
Yeah, I think it would be Alex Bregman. I think for me it would be Bregman. And Tucker, it's tough to not go with Tucker. But to be honest, I'm not saying it's logical. I'm just still so pissed off that dude's weak-ass shins. I don't want Tucker here. I think it'd be Bregman, man. It was always, you know, a fan favorite. He came up real big in some of the very biggest Astros moments in history. So, Bregman for me.
Joel Hernandez on Twitch said, wish we still had Kikuchi, who will be facing the Astros tonight.
There you go.
This might sound crazy, but I think I agree. I think I'm with him on Kikuchi.
Okay.
That's who I wish the Astros kept. And now, I remember having a conversation with John Lopez before the start of the season, and he said, Kikuchi at the time, that he's going to be the player the Astros missed the most this year. And I said, I think it's going to be Ryan Presley was my choice at the time, because I did not like this Astros bullpen. I'm telling on myself. I did not like the bullpen heading into the season, and funny enough, statistically, it's the second-best bullpen, at least at the start of this week.
They've been pretty good.
Yeah, they've been very good.
So far.
So they don't miss Presley, but I thought this is the guy we're going to look back on, Ryan Presley, midseason, and say, dang, you know what? We didn't appreciate this guy. Wish you still had him. But now as we're here, I'm going to say Kikuchi, and I think it's just because of all of the injuries. Now, of course, we're going to hope and expect that these pitching, these arms are going to come back. But ask the Dodgers if you can ever have enough pitching.
It's a lot of hope, man.
Yeah. Ask Astro fans if you could truly trust the whole rehab process for this organization. And Kikuchi, if you look at the numbers, like he's 2-6, but records don't mean anything for starting pitchers anymore. He has an ERA of 3 on a mediocre team.
Yeah.
So he pitched really well for the Astros last year. He's continuing to pitch well in that division this year. And if you had him right now with the pieces you already have in that starting rotation, while expecting guys like Eric Geddy and McCullers to still come back and maybe Javier at some point, like, man, you really feel good about that rotation. So Bregman I got. I wouldn't go to the money that Bregman required that he got
wanted,
in Boston.
Yeah.
Never would have done that. Kyle Tucker, I hate the idea of the trade, why they had to move on from him because they were unwilling to pay down the road.
Yeah.
But I did like the return, and so far through the first 2.5 months, the return's played out pretty well. I'm fine with that deal. For me, like I said, it might be the sleeper. I think I'd rather have Kikuchi on this team than those guys because you just need that starting pitching depth right now.
Well, yeah, you hit the nail on the head. The starting pitching depth, I mean, it's been hampered because of injury. So, yeah, that might be, I guess, the most logical choice right there is in terms of needing that that pitching punch.
Yeah, you could also say John Singleton. I know people are unhappy with Christian Walker.
Get the hell out of here if you're saying John Singleton.
Not buying that one, Tyler.
Gosh, and I like the guy. I mean, he's obviously, you hear great things, but come on now.
Can we get some love for Ben Gamel? You want to bring him back?
As Ron would say, I thought we were having a serious damn conversation.
Right? I'm just throwing out all the guys that left. Could even to throw in Justin Verlander, who has not been very good and injured this year. Ryan Presley, if you think it's Presley. Hector Neris, who has an over 9 ERA this year. Do you wish he was still on the team? Yeah, I don't think so.
Over 9.
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
For two different teams. Champ Slice said, a second chance, I would give Fromber his long-term deal. So that's interesting.
Mm.
Give it to, if you had a do-over, give him the contract this offseason before whatever transpires this year. I would actually take that, knowing what we know now, and I would say apply it to Hunter Brown because his price has gone up a lot the last 2 months. I would get.
And it's probably going to keep going up.
It is.
It's going to keep rising.
So that's actually a good thought of in the hypothetical world, that if you could have a do-over on anything, if you could wave your magic wand and change one thing from the last, whatever, 8 months, whatever it's been, 9 months. That might be one. Give Brown, not Fromber, but give Hunter Brown the contract because you could get him on a bargain compared to today.
Well, a little late for that now, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Because of what he's done so far.
But I made the case yesterday, and I know this isn't going, athletes don't think this way, but I was always taught, don't chase money, chase good leadership. And so I made the case yesterday that when you look at the guys that got their big contracts and left Houston and went elsewhere, George Springer has not won a playoff game yet in Toronto. Carlos Correa made the playoffs once with the Twins. Astros knocked them out in, what, 5 games? And then also, the Twins have just gotten worse. Their record's gotten worse each year. Bregman went to Boston for the big payday. Now they trade Rafi Devers, and there's all sorts of drama, and they seem to be unraveling.
No.
Verlander originally went to the Mets for a huge contract. Yeah. It took half a season, and he realized, this is a dumpster fire. Send me back to Houston.
And the Mets went all in that moment, didn't they? They were all in.
They tried.
Yeah, it was a disaster. So just this idea of, meanwhile, the Astros losing all these pieces, continuing to make the playoffs. I know these guys see the big dollar, but they want as much money as they can get. I don't blame them. I would do the same. But this idea of, don't go to some other team for the huge contract. Take that hometown discount to stay with the Astros because you know this is a better run organization than a lot of those other teams throwing the money at you.
I think what you threw out there about not chasing money and, you know, go for good leadership, I think that works in, you know, like for us or, you know, in the corporate world, right? Where you can work into your 50s or 60s. These guys are, they got a short time to make the most amount of money they're likely ever going to make in the major leagues or whatever pro sports you're in. So I understand why guys will go for the money. The, you know, more,
of course,
especially if we're talking about, you know, a difference of, you know, 50, 75, maybe, you know, what a million, however much it is from one team to the next. So I get that. I get that. Now, you may end up going to a team that's going to be a dumpster fire like you just talked about.
Yeah,
I get it. But you can also be traded again at some point or let go.
Sure.
MLB is guaranteed you're going to get your money. Once you sign, you sign that contract, you got your money.
Yeah, but also, I'm with you. I get that. Absolutely. Get as much money as you can while you can.
Yeah, I understand.
But I'll also say, it's not like the Astros are asking these guys to go wash the dishes after dinner, you know, to pay for the meal. Like, you know, it's we're splitting hairs between, you're going to be a millionaire. You're going to have generational wealth with all these, in all these sports. Whenever we talk about these contracts and what they want to get from this team, you're going to be set for life regardless, assuming you don't make dumb decisions.
Yeah.
Circle back to our Vince Young conversation from earlier. But, you know, you're going to be set regardless. So it's almost like, what do you put on the priority list? You can have your money, maybe not as much, but you can have your cake and eat it too. You can have the big payday and stay with a good organization instead of getting even more money, but going to a dumpster fire.
But then a lot of times also, you have these agents that are directing everything. It's not strict. Most players aren't in these negotiations. So they're getting reported back to from their agents. Their agents want that big commission as well, right?
Of course.
From that bigger contract.
Yeah,
so
right.
They also have a part in this when players, you know, won't, I guess, necessarily take a hometown discount.
Yeah, that's why Scott Boras is always a thorn in the side of the Astros and everyone in baseball, really. Yeah, of course. These guys want
to
make
money. That means something.
And I think that played a role in part with the whole Bregman thing, too. 832 says Kikuchi. Just to wrap up this thought process with the text line, 504 says, give me Kikuchi. We need the pitching depth.
Yeah.
830 says, in a perfect world, both.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available if at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Both. Well, that's not, you can, that's cheating.
Both who? Bregman and Kikuchi?
No, I think what they're going to say next. But the question was one person.
The game was one.
Yes.
Singular.
Both. And now it's both.
Uno.
They'd say, they said, I'd take Bregman with Paredes that we got from the Tucker trade. So, yeah, anyways.
They want everything and everybody, basically.
619 said Forrest Whitley. That's a surprise. That wasn't even from last year either. But hey, that's a do-over. That's a do-over since the offseason. That counts, but I'm surprised by that. And then lastly, 713 said, are there second guesses on Christian Walker? Absolutely. Mm. But I liked that move at the time, and it's still too early to give up on it. But I do get the point of he's a little bit older. The numbers were sort of in decline. And the biggest concern for me is Christian Walker's been really bad against fastballs this year of, I think it's 95 and above, much worse in the past couple years. And that's a red flag of a guy getting a little bit older and slowing down and can't catch up to the heat anymore. Yeah. And so because of that, I do have a little bit of a concern for Christian Walker. And maybe the Astros should have saw this coming because there has been a decline the last couple of years. But I like the move at the time, and I think it's just too early to give up on Walker. It hasn't even been half a season in that three-year deal. But yes, absolutely, that's a fair second guess. More texts come in for Kikuchi. Part of it's really just the name, really, but a lot of support for having Kikuchi
gotta love still it. On this Gotta team. Love it.
Yeah, absolutely. Continue to text those in. 713-572-4610 is the text line. What would be the one do-over for the Astros you would make going back to the end of last season?
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave. Welcome to the club.
MLB.TV is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.TV. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
I'm Emma Grade, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Grade, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Grade, an Odyssey podcast, available now wherever you get your podcasts.